You're listening to Building Bridges with Ken Nash and myself, Mimi Rosenberg.
And later on,
finally, New York State farm workers prevail over state's harvest of shame. But first,
hi, my name is Librada Paz. I am one of the RFK Human Rights Laureates. I had experience in the farm for about 15 years. I migrated and became many different crops. I work in Monroe County, in Orleans County, and part of the Genesee County, picking different crops. Through all that I went and worked in the agriculture, I faced hardship in sexual harassment, sexual assaults, verbal abuse, and many other abuses. And so for that, I would really like the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practices Act to become a law, because in that case, it's going to help us to be able to have a voice to speak out without being fired. Because many of us, like me, are afraid of speaking out about our abuses, because some of the supervisors might say, if you speak up, you'll be fired, or if you speak up, your husband will not have any more job, or if you speak up, you know, there's always something that they control in order for the women not to speak up. But not just talking about the women, but also talking about the farm workers in general, those who don't have a day off, those who work all 7 days during the week, that we want the husband to be home, or the mother to have a day off without having a pressure. And over time, it will help tremendously for the workers, because they won't have to worry so much about making working many hours in order to make enough. And all those points for us, the people who are working in the farm, it's not the time to have slavery anymore. This is 21st century. The slavery has gone for so long. I don't know why we still allow New York State to have those slavery. We are in the 21st century, the modern life now, with the high technology, and we still have slavery behind the scenes. It's been enough. Let's stop these abuses by making the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practice Act to become a law.
Viva Huelga General. En el 18 de septiembre, de los campos de Deleno salieron los filipinos. Y después de 2 semanas, para unirse a la batalla, salieron los mexicanos. Juntos vamos cumpliendo con la marcha de la historia para liberar el pueblo. ¡Viva la revolución! ¡Viva nuestra asociación! ¡Viva Huelga General! ¡Viva la huelga en el fin! ¡Viva la causa y la historia!
And we speak with Jessica Ramos, New York State Senator, Chair of the Labor Committee, and Jose Chapa, Justice for Farm Workers Legislation Campaign Coordinator, Rural and Migrant Ministry. And we are thrilled amidst the many bleak issues that we must communicate, because we always believe in educating, agitating, and organize. But we start with a victory. And I want to hand this over to Jessica Ramos. This has been your first year of many, we hope, in the legislature. And now we are about to celebrate the legislature's passage of a number of progressive bills with gains in such diverse areas as tenants' rights and driver's license for undocumented immigrants. And yes, finally, labor rights for New York farm workers. Thank you for joining us, and do tell us about the success for our sister and brother farm workers.
Yeah. Hi, Mimi. Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for having me. I cannot be prouder of this first session. We really made sure that we put migrant workers at the forefront of our labor agenda. So, yes, we passed farm workers, which is historic, but we helped car wash workers. We passed the sweat bill to help end wage theft. And we protected call centers and did a slew of other measures. But farm workers was really a piece of legislation that I was looking forward to carrying upon entering the Senate just because it had been languishing for such a long time. I was the 8th state senator to carry the bill, and Chapa knows I vowed to be the last one. And even though the bill is not perfect and we made some concessions, like every good collective bargaining agreement, it was about, you know, working out with all the stakeholders something that would work. The fact is that today, farm workers, you know, will be able to enjoy a day of rest, overtime pay, unemployment benefits, and the right to collectively bargain. And we included card check neutrality in the bill for the first time. So we're very proud.
And Jose Chapa, can you talk about the conditions of farm workers in New York State that necessitated the passage of this law long overdue?
Yes, and thank you again for having me today. This campaign is over 20 years old, and it stems from the long history that farm workers have been working against the system with the New Deal that passed back in the 1930s with President Roosevelt and the National Labor Relations Act. Farm workers were excluded from all these protections that every other worker in the country have had. And you hear stories, you know, we had several stories that you hear from farm workers in upstate New York, for example, the story of Victor Hernandez, for example. He had several accidents on the job, and yet there was no compensation for all the accidents that he suffered at a large dairy farm up north, or stories like Yadira Vasquez from Long Island, who had suffered sexual harassment on the field but had no way of dealing with it since they had no collective bargaining and they had no way of negotiating a contract with their employer. So, you know, throughout the years, I've been with this campaign for about 3 years, and thanks to the hard work that State Senator Jessica Ramos and Assemblywoman Kathy Nolan put in this past year, we were able to finally pass this tremendous, tremendous bill.
Representative Ramos, why was this particular bill so important to you, but within the context also of understanding that certainly Ken and I have described this bill, or the conditions, I should say, that farm workers have been toiling under as a remnant of Jim Crow era laws? What has been the resistance to the very people who put the food on our table?
That's exactly it. It was one of the last vestiges of Jim Crow. For every history buff, you know, who's out there listening, you know, we know that the reason why farm workers were carved out of the state constitution, out of the New Deal, was because at the time most of them were black. And racism, of course, though it continues to prevail, was most apparent and accepted back then. So it was really about fixing that historic wrong. And to this day, most farm workers are people of color, mostly Latinos, Mexican, Guatemalan, but also Jamaicans and Haitians. And this was really about ensuring that those desolate areas, because upstate farmland can be very desolate, making sure that they have rights, that they perhaps can have some more disposable income, be able to stand up to their employer and ensure that they are getting the right protections and that they have a voice on the job. Everybody deserves respect and dignity on the job.
And I don't think people really understand how little was available to farm workers. And Jessica, I again want to begin with you, and we are speaking with State Senator Jessica Ramos and with our good brother who's been involved with the campaign for several years now, Jose Chapa, Justice for Farm Workers Legislative Committee. Really drill down for us to understand what it was to be a woman farm worker without any recourse for sexual harassment, what it was to have children and yet not have a day off. Really create a picture, because people seem to think that this is relegated to the South or the Midwest particularly. Nah, this couldn't be happening in New York.
It's most certainly happening in our backyard. Look, I over the past few months, toured a lot of upstate and met with workers, women who were talking about how they weren't receiving equal pay for equal work. And the minute that they spoke up about it, they'd just simply be fired. And even though that might sound economically, you know, counterintuitive for the farmer, it just goes to realize what really the value of the work, or how little value farmers put on the work of these laborers. And it's true, many of them sexually harassed. I've heard stories about women being sexually assaulted, going back to this idea that it's a desolate area, and there's not many people for you to interact with. It has led to many, many tragedies. And these can all be prevented by ensuring that women in particular have a voice on the job. I mean, it's unconscionable that a mother can't take their kid to the doctor, can't, you know, go to a parent-teacher conference, make sure that they're involved in the child's life as much as possible, which we know is critical and why the labor movement has always prioritized eight hours of rest, 8 hours of work, and 8 hours of leisure.
Now, Jose, this is an astounding victory, but it's not the end of the struggle. And part of the bill is a mechanism to establish labor unions in New York State for farm workers. Can you tell us what's contained in the bill and what will be necessary to actually actualize it?
Well, yeah, the work just barely started. I mean, even though this campaign is over 20 years old and you know, we were finally able to get this passed, there are several labor unions that are interested in hopefully organizing and getting the work done and organizing farm workers across the state. But this bill doesn't get enacted until next year, January 2020. And with the hard work that will come with organizing these communities, a lot has to go into this, in particular reaching these communities that are in very rural areas across the state of New York. We're talking about large farms, particularly in Long Island and also in upstate New York, where the largest farms are located, and also education. A lot of education needs to be brought to the communities where this law will impact. A lot of folks that come and are probably recent arrivals, but also folks that have lived in New York for several years and are probably residents of this state for several years, need to be educated on the new benefits and the new rights that are being that this law will bring to the communities.
And Jessica Ramos, who are the farm workers? What ethnic groups are they? How many are there in New York? And then I'm going to call upon you, and I'm asking these kind of omnibus questions because I know time is limited. But I want you to just, wow, you're head of the Labor Committee at perhaps the most productive time that I remember in decades. And so I can't help but ask you to just go back a little bit more and summarize some of the other victories with the sweat, the anti-sweat legislation and so on, because it's really a truly break out the champagne moment.
Thank you so much, Mimi. I'm really, you know, I feel very accomplished with this session. I wanted to take my duties of being the chair of the Labor Committee very seriously. Coming from the labor movement myself, and you know, I've been on the board of the Metro Labor Communications Council, which is where I know you guys are from. I wanted to ensure that we were kind of putting an exclamation point on all of the labor advances that we needed, and ensuring that if this was truly going to be the first Democratic Senate majority in a long time, that we would make a statement and ensure that people understood that that change here, that we are acknowledging that there was more to do when it came to workers' rights. So for farm workers, there are approximately 100,000 farm workers in the state of New York. A little under 10% of them are H-2A visa workers, meaning that they're contracted workers from overseas, usually from the countries that I mentioned below, Mexico, Guatemala, Haiti, Jamaica. These are traditionally where they come from. But also there are workers from those countries who are New Yorkers and live here year-round, pay taxes, are raising their family here. And then, of course, there's also a percentage that include high school workers and even family members of the farmers. But this is real change and, I believe, a real economic boost to the purchasing power of upstate New York, because we're decentralizing that wealth from those farmers. We're really hoping that, you know, what we'll see is a boon for small businesses. Hopefully farm workers can save some money, you know, and really feel inspired by their entrepreneurial spirit. I have big hopes for them. The sweat bill was largely around ensuring that that workers could obtain a judge's order to place a lien on the assets of employers that had been stealing their wages. And that's really serious because wage theft is so rampant across nearly every industry in New York that the U.S. Department of Labor estimates that $1 billion is stolen from workers in New York every year. Could you imagine if that $1 billion really was pumped back into our economy? I mean, that would be tremendously helpful. So I'm very proud of that. And then car wash workers was a bill that we did in order to eliminate the tipped wage for car wash workers in the five boroughs in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester County, where we've seen the most amount of issues in that industry. But we, like I said, we protected call centers. We passed some legislation to protect CWA's workers and beyond to make sure that those call centers don't go overseas, that there's some serious penalties for doing so. We passed sexual harassment laws. We passed a lot of workers' comp reform that folks can read up on, especially as it pertains to language access. Who knew that hearings were not mandated necessarily to be translated in the original language of the worker? A huge disadvantage to migrant workers who often are the ones who bear the brunt of poor working conditions, as we know. So I feel very proud of this session. There are still a lot more work to do. We still need to pass the public works bill. We still need to pass some more protections for other industries that have often been forgotten, like nail salon workers, like restaurant workers. We have our work cut ahead of us, and that's okay. And that's okay because at least we started checking off that to-do list.
And how glorious is this for the farm workers and the role that they played? And what do you think this does towards continuing the mobilization so they can press even harder for the rights that are so rightfully there and will begin to carve away at this harvest of shame that those who do put the food on our table have been subject to really since the earliest days of slave labor, really, in this country.
Jose, do you want to take that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we are barely hearing stories of, you know, we've had support throughout the years of farm workers, not just from upstate New York, but also just the different locations across the state and the different different stories we hear from the workers, especially in this past week, of just excitement and a lot of curiosity as to how life will be changing in terms of how these benefits will apply to their lives once this law gets enacted next year and how their lives will hopefully improve for the better. And we're very excited to work with, along with, you know, the workers that have carried this bill throughout the years, that are New Yorkers, that have lived in this state for countless years, and those new workers that have arrived in New York in the recent months and years, to let them know that finally New York is a place where collective bargaining will be the law of the land in New York State. It's one of the few states that will allow farm workers in the country to collectively bargain, and one of the very few states that other of the provisions that are part of this bill will be a part for farm workers in New York State. New York is leading the way.
Overtime
finally, and there's a lot of work to be done next year also with overtime as this law gets enacted and we move forward.
Well, Jose Chapa, with people like yourself, with our sister and brother farm workers who have always been on the case, I can't count how many years Ken and I have been on demonstrations and gone to rallies and supported and petitioned for what should be so simple, fairness and justice for people who grow our food, for our sister and brother immigrants, and Jessica Ramos, New York State Senator, Chair of the Labor Committee. What a delight to have spoken to you today. And I won't even ask you if you're supporting Tiffany Caban for Queens
DA. You already know.
But I'm putting on my legal aid hat here and saying...
I'll be at that subway station first thing in the morning.
Good for you.
I mean, knocking on those doors all day long.
Make sure you understand there's some very important races in the judiciary field and for Queens DA, most significant for those of us who care about equal rights and justice. And again, we've been speaking with New York State Senator Jessica Ramos, Chair of the Labor Committee, Jose Chapa, Justice for Farm Workers Legislative Campaign Coordinator, Rural and Migrant Ministry. And of course, we're going to have the farm workers on next in the next weeks, and they can tell us what is on their agenda and what this means to them. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a wonderful moment.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having
us. Latinos, Latinas, hermanos y hermanas, yo, somos Latino, papá.
Amanecer López a la luz de la aurora. Lo que tanto aclamamos, la noche al caer, sus estrellas, sus tramas,
has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.